gallon every day. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. A one pitch, and he missed a little bit low. One ball and one strike the count. Haggerty flied to center back in the first. That wind is just roaring out towards left center, kind of a crosswind, if you will. 1-0 pitch, missed up and in with a fastball at 98. It sent Haggerty spinning and out of the box. Two and one the count now. A little less sunshine right now than what we're used to down here. We've had a perfect start to spring training. And when I say a little less, I mean a little less. 2-1 is up and away. And it's three balls and one strike. Pretty hard to complain about this.
To your credit, it just feels dusty the last few days. It's not cloudy, just dusty.
There's a few scattered clouds, but nothing of significance. 3-1 is lined to center. It's going to hang up there, and coming in to make the catch is Garrett Mitchell to end the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of three. It's a 4-2 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Time to open your account today.
For two Brewers, as we head to the bottom of the third, Garrett Mitchell is leading things off for the crew. And Garabito stays out there on the mound for the Rangers. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Brewers scored four runs in the bottom of the first to take what was a 4-0 lead at that time. Mitchell takes down and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Rangers got a two-run home run from Dustin Harris in the second inning off Mizorowski to get on the board, and that's the scoring so far in this one. The 1-1 pitch is a little late on that pitch from Mitchell. He fouls it up and out of play, third base side. It's 1-2. This is easily the biggest crowd of spring training. You didn't have this many for Thursday's game, did you?
We did not.
1-2 on Mitchell. And a swing and a miss. Fastball past him at 94. And Garrett strikes out for the first out here in the third. And here's Reese Hoskins. I think of all the things you're looking at right now with spring training, a lot of storylines, a lot of things to pay attention to. One of those is Reese Hoskins and how he looks. It's a small sample size, but what I've seen from Reese Hoskins, he looks like a refreshed player. Pitch is a little low, and it's 1-0.
Legs fully underneath him. Couple of years removed from the knee surgery last year, just felt like he was playing catch up all year long. He still had a great year power wise.
1-0 pitch from Garabito. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
And the other part is that he's getting to know an organization for the first time, a different organization, and that has its own transitional powers.
And that first year back, after there's some familiarity and the faces are the same, that always helps hit the ground running a little bit more, too. Pitches down and away, 2-1. You're thinking less about people's names and where I put stuff and more about the game of baseball. It simplifies things upstairs a little bit. 2-1 here on Hoskins. Had a base hit earlier today in his first at bat. And he takes low, 3-1 on Hoskins. I think some of the balls that have been hit his way at first, too, he just looks a little more nimble than he did 12 months ago. And that's to be expected. 3-1. High fly ball, deep left field. Wynn's going to push it down the line. And it is a fair ball, and it is gone for Reese Hoskins. We told you, Reese Hoskins off to a very strong start in the spring. A solo shot, and it is 5-2 crew.
That didn't just clear the wall lane or the foul pole. It cleared everything into the dumpsters of El Super.
And the only question was, would it stay fair?
Jared Sandler, the Rangers radio broadcaster, is mouth agape looking at us right now.
That was hit a ton. So here's Bryce Terang with one away, and the pitch, a breaking ball low. It's 1-0. For every Milwaukee home run, and that feels like it should count for two, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee during the regular season, of course. 1-0 is a ground ball, sharply hit to second base. Gobbled up by Duran, throws to first in time to retire Terang for the second out. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network. Joey Ortiz, the batter. A 5-2 Brewers lead, bottom of the third inning. Garabito's first pitch to him. This is driven deep left field. This one is way out of here. That one hits on top of the sidewalk above the berm. And Joey Ortiz gives the Brewers a 6-2 lead with a second solo home run of this inning for the crew. And that one got up and out of here in a hurry as well. The Brewers flexing their muscles on offense. 3 home runs in this game now for the crew. And now with 2 outs and nobody on, here's Sal Frelick. First pitch to Frelick is a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Yeah, $100 to Hunger Task Force every time the Brewers hit a home run in the regular season. They've hit 2 in this inning. Courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. 0-1 is tapped foul at the plate over near the on-deck circle. And it's 0-2 on Frelick. No balls and 2 strikes on Sal. Garabito brings home the pitch, and the breaking ball missed outside. 1-2 on Frelick. Grounded out to second, back in the first. And the 1-2. Line down the right field line, but foul. Hits off the facing of the Brewers' bullpen down there. Stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Well, no dental insurance, but you need dental care. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join WDAClub.com. 1-2 pitch is a bouncer back up the middle, but played that way as Nick Ahmed. Throws a little high, but brought down by Foscue in time to retire Frelick and the side. We go to the fourth. It's a 6-2 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here, and it's a pizza party. Dom's pizzas are four for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at T-Mexi Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
It is a 6-2 Brewers lead as we head to the top of the fourth inning here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. With Jeff Levering and year number 40, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon from West Phoenix. Nick Mears takes over on the mound for the crew. First offering to Evan Carter misses inside, and it's 1-0. Brewers getting a pair of solo shots in the bottom of the third inning to extend a 4-2 lead out to 6-2. Reese Hoskins and Joey Ortiz as Carter pops this one up and out of play, third base side. It's 1-1. A fastball in on the hands of Evan Carter, did Mears. Mears, the 1-1 pitch. Missed inside, 2-1. Mears, of course, acquired last year from Colorado. Saw the Brewers quite a bit when he was with the Pirates as well. 1-5 with a 5.93 ERA. Last year. This one is flipped foul and out of play down the third baseline, and it's 2-2 on Evan Carter. Mears making his second appearance of the spring. He worked back on the 26th over at Talking Stick against the Diamondbacks. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch, and did he go? They appealed to third. He didn't go, says the third base umpire. I believe that's John Bacon, and now we have all of our papers flying out of the booth.
Someone left the door open.
Oh.
We had a door that was left ajar, and
everything.
All my notes are gone.
3-2 pitch to Carter is rolled over near first base. Mears tried to field it. Terang gets to it, but by the time he does, there is no play at first, and Evan Carter has himself an infield single. Yeah, it is so dusty right now. Like, you look out, it looks like there's smoke.
It's a lot of wind. There was a huge gust of wind that just picked up, and the door nearly sent Sophia through the window.
That would have been a problem.
Because it's blowing so hard.
That would have been a problem.
That's why the door was left ajar.
Here's Jonah Heim. First pitch swinging, fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-1.
Sophia's fine, by the way.
Yeah, she's present, accounted for. I mean, that look at the flags in left center right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, they are roaring.
It's not quite a haboob, but it's big. Big wind.
0-1. In there for a strike with a breaking ball from Mears, and it's 0-2. Have you ever seen one?
A haboob?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
You have?
I have. Yeah, I've been down here for one.
I don't think I have. I've seen, you know, the videos that people share.
Yep. That's a big deal. They don't have much else in terms of weather. Hot and haboobs.
I think it would freak me out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
0-2 pitch is high with a fastball at 95, 1-2.
Yeah, this is just a big dust-up right now.
I'm a little worried about the tents.
If you're trying to put a blanket or a towel down in the outfield, don't.
1-2 to Heim. There goes the runner, and this is slapped into right field for a base hit for Heim. First to third goes Carter. Freelich gets to it quickly. Carter held at third, and runners on the corners here with nobody out for the Rangers here in the top of the fourth. When I put my hand down on the scorebook, I can feel all the dirt that is blown into the booth. And I even have a little straw, a little piece of straw attached to it as well. I mean, it looks like the Brewers just hit three home runs in the inning at American Family Field back in Milwaukee, and the roof is closed right now. Mm. And all the fireworks smoke is just hanging around. That's kind of what the field looks like. Here's Dustin Harris. He homered earlier in the game, two-run shot. And the pitch from Mears is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. 6-2 ball game, but the Rangers threatening here in the top of the fourth. A one. That is just a little bit high and tight at 96. And it's one ball and one strike here on Harris. Mears works from the third base side of the rubber. And the 1-1 is lined foul just above the Brewers' dugout first base side. 1-2 on Dustin Harris. Brewers be on the road tomorrow at Goodyear. Mears brings home the 1-2 pitch, and that is a called third strike. 96, missed his spot, but it was good enough for a strikeout anyway. And he strikes out Harris looking, and there's one away for Ezekiel Duran. So they'll be taking on the Guardians tomorrow over in Goodyear. And then right back over there again on Monday as well for a night game against Cincinnati. Here's a breaking ball for a strike on Duran, and it's 0-1.
Just going to stay out there in Goodyear, or what are we going to do?
It's a lot of Goodyear early in the year. That ends all the trips to Goodyear, I believe, for the spring, getting them all out of the way early on in the season.
That is correct.
And Duran, a strikeout victim back in the second inning against Mizorowski. A one swing and a miss. And it's nothing and two. Good off speed from Mears. And he got Duran to chase.
Only two more trips to the west side of the city after that. One trip to Surprise, two to Peoria.
So once Mariners, once Padres, and then just one trip out to Surprise, huh?
Yep, on the ninth against Kansas City.
0-2 pitch. Foul back and out of play. Stays at 0-2 on Duran.
Everything else on the east side in downtown.
Well, that makes things a little bit easier in terms of commute. Every team in Florida is rolling their eyes at us right now. No balls and two strikes on Duran. The pitch way outside of the fastball. And it's 1-2. Now, this Texas squad will be an interesting one to follow this year. Of course, World Series champs 2 years ago. A lot of injuries last year, just 78 wins. Popped him up. This one into foul territory behind the first base bag. And Rhys Hoskins back there to look up, make the catch. And there's two away. So still runners on the corners and two outs now for Nick Ahmed, the longtime Diamondback. Bounced around a little bit last year through the NL West. Dodgers, Giants, very good defensive player, always has been. And you take what you can get from him offensively. In camp now with the Rangers. First pitch to him, and he bunts it in the air, foul, and it'll fall for a strike. It's 0-1. Rangers will get Jacob DeGrom back. He came back for a little bit in September last year, but with as little as he's pitched, I don't know how many innings you can ask out of Jacob DeGrom, so they'll have to be careful with him for a multitude of reasons, but they'll be glad to have him back. Wainwright, he's as good as anybody in the game. 0-1 is high. Snapback throw to first. Hoskins applies the tag. And they get Jonah Heim, who is just casually getting back to the bag. And a great throw by Contreras. And Hoskins almost missed him with the tag because it got there that much quicker than Heim was getting back to the bag. Inning is over. After having first and third and nobody out, the Rangers get nothing. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 6-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/buck.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back, track, bye-bye baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Oliver Dunn leads off the bottom of the fourth inning, a 6-2 Brewers lead. Cole Winn takes over on the mound for the Rangers, and Dunn lines one to right on the first pitch that he sees. Drops in front of Harris out there in right field for a base hit for Oliver Dunn. What a start to spring training Oliver Dunn has enjoyed. He's really swung the bat very well. And now here's Jackson Churio. Well, Carbl is a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, this is more. Churio swing and a miss at an elevated fastball at 95. And it's nothing and one. Dunn aboard with nobody out here. Brewers have out-hit the Rangers 7-6 so far in this game. And Wynn brings home the pitch, and it's a one-hopper to the shortstop, Ahmed, and it eats him up and rolls into left center. Dunn turns second. He's on his way to third. That'll be a base hit for Jackson Churio. That ball is smoked off the bat of Jackson, and now the Brewers have runners on the corners and nobody out. And Christian Yelich coming to the plate. He has struck out in both of his at-bats so far in his initial appearance of the spring. Yelich, as we told you earlier, 73 games a year ago. He was having a phenomenal season before he had to shut it down just after the All-Star break in Minnesota. There goes Churio. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second. And they're going to try to get caught in a rundown. Churio being run back to first. Now moving back towards second. And finally is tagged out, and Dunn never could break for home. So the Rangers executed that pretty well as Churio stopped on his way to second. He was going to be out. Tried to get into that rundown long enough. But Dunn never able to break for home. So now a runner at third and one out. And an 0-1 count at the plate on Christian Yelich. Two, six, three, four, if you're scoring along with us at home. Pitch to Yelich is breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 0-2 on Christian. Infield up for the Rangers, halfway. 0-2 is way up and away with a fastball at 96. It's one ball and two strikes. 6-2 Brewers, bottom of the fourth inning here in Arizona. Here's the 1-2. Yelich puts it in play on the left side. Big hop for the shortstop, Ahmed. Jumps and throws to first in time to retire Yelich, but Dunn scores from third. Yelich drives in another run. It's 7-2 Brewers. Drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Other scores around the Cactus League today as Contreras steps to the box. Wynn looks in, and the pitch. Caught the outside corner at 95, it's 0-1. Cubs at Sloan Park leading the Guardians 4-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Arizona leading Colorado 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth. There's a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-2 on Contreras. Angels out to a 3-0 lead over the A's. That game's in the bottom of the fifth inning. Just in the bottom of the fourth here in Phoenix. 0-2 pitch. Hit well out towards center. Carter retreating. Back at the track looking up. It is way gone. Over the batter's eye. And out of here for William Contreras. And the Brewers lead it 8-2 on their fourth home run of this game. There have been some absolute tape measure blasts in this game. One from Hoskins and that one from Contreras. And here's Garrett Mitchell. $100 during the regular season for every home run hit by the Brewers. Donated to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball from Mitchell, and it's 0-1. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. First home run of the spring for William Contreras, and it had plenty of distance. 0-1 is ground ball sharply hit towards second base. Duran stays down on it, sidearms it over to first to retire Mitchell, and the inning is over. Brewers tack two more on. They lead it 8-2 as we head to the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
Hi friends, are you a retiree like myself and have some spare time and wanting to meet new people? I drive school bus for Cobuson Buses. I enjoy seeing many smiling faces, and I still have time for the activities I enjoy. Cobuson Buses offers a flexible schedule, and it's a well-paid part-time job. It's the perfect balance of work and play. Come join me make a difference in your community. Visit Cobuson.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Our team installs year-round, so why wait? Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
It is an 8-2 Brewers lead as we head to the fifth inning. Connor Thomas takes over on the mound for the Crew. And taking over on the dirt-covered microphone for us, Jeff Levering. We're back. A little grimy right now.
Very much so. You can taste the grit. Connor Thomas, left-hander, Rule 5 pick out of the Cardinals organization. First one is a ground ball fouled outside of third, just past Oliver Dunn. That's strike one on Nick Ahmed. Had the back pick that ended last half inning with Jonah Heim getting back picked. So both catchers have been back picked by one another today. William Contreras back in the first inning, Heim in the fourth. So Ahmed faces the second pitcher and two ABs. There's a strike from Thomas and it's 0-2. 6 feet, 200 pounds for Connor Thomas, native of Tifton, Georgia. Went to Georgia Tech. Always in the Cardinals system till now. The 0-2, a swing and a miss at a high fastball. And that's out number one, an ortho ASAP strikeout for Connor Thomas. Justin Foscue is coming up. He's the first baseman. Bounced out to third his first time up. How about a quick vibe check, everybody? A cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Foscue waits. Thomas throws, and he misses high. Ball one. Right now, the vibe is dusty. It is so dusty right now, you cannot see the mountains off in the distance. Yeah. When we opened up the broadcast today, it was clear sailing. You could see Camelback Mountain, Piestewa Peak. Now, all you see is dust off in the distance. There's a strike on Foscue. Wind is whipping out towards left field at the moment. 8-2 Brewers in the fifth. Thomas deals ground ball foul again outside of third. And it's 1-2 on Foscue. I left the booth for just a moment and came back, and there was a film of dirt where I was sitting. Good thing the wind's not blowing in.
Ooh.
We'd have to go windows closed. Not the way you're supposed to do spring training games. 1-2 pitch, a half swing and a miss. Foscue's gone on strikes. Contreras blocks. Foscue gives himself up, and that's out number two. Back-to-back ortho ASAP strikeouts for Thomas. And Alejandro Osuna is the batter.
I can't imagine if you're sitting in the left field berm right now, what that's like with the wind blowing at your face.
Not good. Osuna takes a strike from Thomas. I would not want to be on that side. I wouldn't want to be in the visiting dugout on the third base side. You're getting it too. Sunglasses on. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2 on Osuna. He's trying to do everything he can to block the wind. Thomas from the third base side of the rubber. Kicks and throws. And he got him looking. Thomas strikes out the side in the fifth. 8-2 is our score. Halfway home at American Family Fields of Phoenix on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
MJ.
Brewers coming up with Reese Hoskins in this bottom of the fifth inning, 8-2. Brewers. Hoskins with a shot heard round the Cactus League back in the third inning. Cleared everything. Ended up in the alleyway behind the grocery store at American Family Fields of Phoenix. There's a strike from Jacob Webb, the new pitcher. Webb, an 18th rounder originally by the Braves, part of that World Series team in 2021. Gets ready to work, and the 0-1 to Hoskins is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Originally from Southern California, went to Tabor College in Kansas. Well, they had a pretty good song, right? Dust in the Wind? I feel like it's appropriate today. You're my boy, Blue. 0-2 on Hoskins. Webb throws, and a fly ball. Center field, back again, and gone again for Hoskins. That one took a ride on the wind. 3-for-3 for Reese Hoskins. And two homers. I don't think he got it all either. I think that was off the hands and the wind helped push it out onto the berm.
Yeah, that one was a little more dramatic. Both were dramatic, I guess, in a sense. One was, if it's fair, it's gone, but it was way, way gone. That one you thought, just with the way the wind was blowing, it'd probably find its way out of here.
Pitch to Bryce Terang, hit foul left side.
But not by a ton.
Evan Carter gave it a decent look from the center fielder. Just ran out of room. Ground ball, second base. Easy play for Duran. He throws out Bryce Terang, who's now 1-for-3 with a three-run homer. Joey Ortiz is at the plate. Ortiz homered back in the third. Wind or not, that ball is going to get out. He's also drawn a walk. So the Brewers have hit five home runs today, four solo shots, and a three-run homer. Nine-2 Milwaukee as Ortiz takes a strike. Kent just passed me a note that said, crisscross, ride like the wind. Way to go, Yacht Rocker. Nice. There's a strike, and it's 0-2 on Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, I hear crisscross, and I spell it with a K, and I'm thinking crisscross will make you jump.
Crisscrossing genres. The 0-2 misses down and away. One ball and two strikes.
Yours is Christopher Cross, technically, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he just wrote Chris.
Getting lazy over there. Year 40.
0-2 pitch is down and away. And it's 2-2 on Joey Ortiz. Didn't Patrick Swayze sing a She's Like the Wind? Is that right?
Well, I think that song is in... No, it's not.
It's in Dirty Dancing.
It's in Dirty Dancing.
This one is hammered foul. And another one that hit off of the cinder block wall.
I don't know if he sing it, though?
He did.
He did? Really?
Patrick Swayze. She's Like the Wind. Dirty Dancing.
I never knew he contributed to the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. That's a called third strike on a high fastball, 93. Ortiz strikes out for the second out of the inning.
At the risk of taking this completely off the rails.
Dude, it's spring training.
Have
what
you
else?
Ever seen... the video of, you know, the last scene when he jumps off the stage and he's dancing and he's going through the aisle.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody relayed the soundtrack underneath of that scene to the theme to the Muppets?
Ah, Sal Frelick. Ooh, he fouls one off of his front leg and he goes down. Mm, man. Sal is now trying to make his way up. He is on his feet and being attended to by the athletic training staff and being asked to take a knee. Check him out. Looks like he fouled that one off of his front foot. He does not wear protective gear on that front foot, ankle area. That hurts. And he hit... Anybody that has ever fouled a ball off of their foot or instep, you know what that feels like. But it's not like you don't hit the ball well. Just directionally, it goes right off your front leg. And it caromed all the way out to the first baseman. And Sal trying to walk it off. Takes his bat, takes his helmet, says, all right, let's go.
I think we're required to make a reference about a hockey player right now.
Yeah, I was going to lay off.
I think it's required.
Ugh.
That did not look good initially. Glad that he's up and going to continue the AB.
I think some of that may have just been the initial shock of it, but nonetheless, that hurts. So he digs back in, 0-1 the count. And Webb going away and throws a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. So the Muppet, is it the Muppet theme song now that Sal's okay?
Yeah, the theme to the Muppets.
Okay. To Dirty Dancing.
Yes, to the last scene.
Frelick into shallow right. Sinking fast, a base hit for Frelick. Cashes in after he gets hurt on the foul ball, and we're going to have a pinch runner for him, Jared Oliva. Is it going to come off the bench and hit for Frelick? So Sal's day is done. He'll get his medical attention that he needs, and Oliva will run for him. Probably going to be it for him anyway in terms of being done for the day. With three at-bats in five innings. Oliver Dunn, number nine hitter. Oliva running. This one popped up. It's going to reach the seats foul. And it's 0-1.
So, yeah, just to finish that, if you ever go watch that, it lines up perfectly.
Really?
Yeah.
With the Muppet theme song and the very end of Dirty Dancing, when they do the famous dance and
yes.
Lift. Okay.
It's the part where he jumps off the stage and goes kind of snapping his finger up the aisle.
Mm-hmm. People What's that song? You know that song? You should hum a few bars for
me. Sing it.
I am trying to get you to sing it. This one fouled in a nice catch made by the bullpen catcher down the right field line. Had the time of our lives.
Yeah.
I was going to try and get you to.
And I've never felt that way before.
That's the one.
Yes, I swear. Can't resist. Can't resist. I owe it all to you, Jeff.
0-2 to Dunn is a swing and a miss at a changeup, and thankfully this half inning is over. Brewers hit a homer. Reese Hoskins goes deep for a second time in the game. They played five innings. It's 9-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hurry into Menards and save big money on your bathroom refresh. Max has a great selection of showers, tubs, and surrounds. Max's U-Towel shower kits combine luxury with practicality. They have a sleek design and make installation simple. Save big money on Max showers. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor,
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on.
We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedar Crest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Connor Thomas back at it in the sixth inning. A ground ball to the new second baseman for the Brewers. Up with it and throwing to first base for the out is Vinny Capra. One up and one down on just one pitch. Sam Haggerty is coming up. That was Josh Smith, his third at-bat of the game. Haggerty coming to the plate for the third time. He has flied to center twice. Haggerty switching over and hitting from the right side of the plate against the lefty Thomas, who's looked good. Inning in two-thirds in his first spring training game. That was against the Guardians in Cleveland. And now, an inning in a third so far of spotless baseball. Four straight batters retired. Haggerty fouls it away just to our right. And it's 0-2 on Haggerty. Wind has died down a little, thankfully. And dust storm. You can actually see the buildings off in downtown Phoenix to our right. 0-2 is off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Good breaking ball.
Yeah, I don't know that we could see that 5 minutes ago.
No. Nope. The wind has become a palate cleanser. Pitch is lying foul in the right field line. 1-2 on Haggerty. Well, baseball and bratwurst. Does it get any better than that? I don't think so. Especially in the Bratcher Usingers, nothing is better than a Usinger brat hot off that grill. A little Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Won't be too long until the Brewers are back in town. 2025 season will be among us as Haggerty hits one to right. A slight slip from Oliva. He's able to make the catch. Two up and two down. And Evan Carter will be the hitter. As part of that dust storm, did our promo reads fly out the window too?
Yep.
Nope, we got them.
We have them here.
It was just my notes that flew out the window. Evan Carter, left-handed batter, takes a strike and it's 0-1. Tell you, Connor Thomas is awfully impressive. I know it's the first week of spring training games, but he has been throwing nothing but strikes. Big deep breath and coming back. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. It's a Rule 5 pick. He's got to stay on the Major League roster all season long. Otherwise, he'll be offered back to the Cardinals for half the price the Brewers got him for. It's one of the tricky things about the Rule 5 draft. You got to be on that big league roster all year long to stay in your system. 0-2 on Carter. Base hit and a strikeout, takes outside with a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Last Rule 5 pick for the Brewers. The big league level was Gus Varlin. Got him from the Dodgers. Didn't stay with the team all year. 1-2. Fly ball, left field. In comes Jimmy Herron, the left fielder. Makes the catch, and it's six up, six down over two perfect innings from Connor Thomas. Bottom of the sixth inning on the way. Jake Bowers will lead it off when we come back. 9-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Top of the order coming up for the Brewers. Jimmy Herron will lead it off for Milwaukee, as then it'll be Bowers who takes over as the DH on deck. And William Contreras is due up third. So Jimmy Herron is hitting at the moment. New pitcher is Patrick Murphy. No relation to the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, as Herron fouls it away. Ball and a strike on Jimmy Herron. Baseball fans, don't forget George Webb predicts the Brewers will win 12 games in a row this season. When they do, we'll be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. Pitch to Herron is high. Two balls and a strike on the new left fielder for Milwaukee. So everybody different in this Brewers order. Wholesale changes after the fifth. 2-1, a half swing and a miss. It's two balls and two strikes.
This is when it gets dangerous, because you're looking at your scorebook as much as you're looking at the field.
Yeah, it's a down and up movement.
Mm-hmm.
I can only assume that would be difficult with you going glasses to non-glasses. 2-2, line to right. It's going to hang up, though, for the right fielder to make the catch. One up and one down. Whereas I'm glasses all the time, or these days sometimes contacts all the time.
You have switched it up a little bit this year with that, but... No, it is. It's the hardest thing about having readers, and it makes me just want to go all in on just regular prescription glasses, but they keep telling me I don't need that yet. But spring training is hard because you're making so many changes in the book, and I need the readers for that.
See, I feel as Bowers is at the plate, and he will take strike one. I feel like you would do really well with the bifocals down on the bottom, so you could just look down and then look up.
Yeah. That's kind of how I use them sometimes.
Pitch to Bowers is down low and inside. One ball, one strike.
But I don't, I mean, I pull it off. I look pretty good this way with the glasses all the way down on the end of my nose.
Says who? but the glasses you have are normal glasses.
Yeah.
And they look good. There's a ground ball to second base. And out on the play is Bowers. Two up and two down. And we'll see Garcia come to the plate and hit for William Contreras. But you know what I'm talking about. Kind of the thin.
Oh, my grandpa had those. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I feel like that's kind of where you're at.
Do people wear bifocals still? Is that still a thing?
Sure. Why not? If that's what makes sense.
I don't. Well, Kent's saying he has them, so I've really noticed that.
That's up high on David Garcia.
Where have I been?
Are you wearing them right now? Yes. Yes. How do you know so much about bifocals?
Well.
Because I'm wearing them right now. And I just did. There's a line drive to center field. And it's going to be caught. And that'll end the inning. The Brewers go three up and three down. And I better take a break before I say something I shouldn't. Seventh inning is on the way. 9-2 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The best day of the year is coming. Don't miss it. Brewers opening day on March 31st includes live music, VIP guests, drumline performances, DJs, plus exclusive merch and ballpark fare. Get tickets before they're gone at brewers.com/openingday. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Our team installs year-round, so why wait? Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Vinny Natoli is going to take over on the mound for the Brewers in the top half of inning number 7 and taking over for you on the radio. Here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Brewers with a 9-2 lead here this afternoon. With dust blowing everywhere, a bit of a dust bowl in the valley here today. Tucker Barnhart, longtime catcher. He was a Red for a long time. He was a Cub at one point in time. He's bounced around a little bit throughout his career. Defensive catcher at the top of his game, one of the better defensive catchers in baseball. He leads off against Vinny Natoli. And the first pitch is popped up on the infield. Vinny Capra, the second baseman near the bag, calls for it, makes the catch, and there's one away. I was impressed with Thomas. Jeff, I think this is a guy that is going to, if he keeps pitching like that, he's going to make things very interesting as camp goes along. Brewers have a lot of great options in their bullpen, but you use a pick in the Rule 5 draft, you want to give the guy a long look, and he's going to get one, I think. Pretty impressive.
Keep getting outs, he's going to get more than just a little
look. Yeah, that's right. Dustin Harris takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Natoli kicks the leg and brings home the 0-1 pitch. That missed a little bit low. One ball and one strike on Harris, who is 1-for-2 this afternoon. A two-run home run, counting for all of the runs today for the Rangers. That came back in the second inning off Mizorowski. And a strikeout victim back in the fourth. Natoli's pitch missed down and away. And it's 2-1. Natoli looking in to Garcia, the new catcher. And the 2-1. This is a sharply hit ground ball on two hops to the second baseman, Capra. Plays it on the forehand and tosses to first in time. And there's two away. Capra has been involved in both outs so far here in the top of the seventh inning. And here's Ezekiel Duran. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget, George Webb predicts the crew will win 12 games in a row this season. And when they do, we'll all be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. Natoli kicks and delivers, and the pitch swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's 0-1. Natoli, 34 years of age. Spent last year with the A's and Orioles organizations. A 1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Does have service time in the big leagues. 15 games, all in relief in his career, with five different teams, Seattle, Philly, the Mets, the A's, and Baltimore. Of course, those last two coming last year. Seven appearances for the A's and two for the Orioles last year for Natoli. O-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back, and it stays at 0-2. Pitch back on the 25th at Vinny Natoli. Duran, right-handed hitter, the 0-2 pitch. Missed outside, and it's 1-2. Duran 0-2 today, a strikeout and a pop-up. In foul territory, back in the fourth inning. One-two pitch, missed a little low. That was the breaking ball that time from Natoli, and it's two balls and two strikes. Brewers group outing is the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. Let the Brewers be your host. Enjoy seating blocks, tailgate spaces, and great ticket rates. Plan your outing at brewers.com/groups. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit right back to Natoli, eats him up. Coming in is Capra, Fields throws to first, and a good stretch by Ernesto Martinez Jr. on the receiver.